We continue our learning. We're in Pesach in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Chametz shel nachri she'avar alav ha-pesach mutar bahana. Chametz that was in the possession of a non-Jew during the days of Pesach, it's mutar bahana. Person is allowed not only to get benefit, he can even eat it. The reason why we mention specifically hana is because in the sefer of the Mishnah, when we speak about a chametz that was in the possession of a Jew, we're going to say we can use the language of hana of asur bahana. So therefore, we use it in the reisha. So chametz that will belong to a non-Jew throughout Pesach, it's mutar bahana, mutar ba'achila, mutar bahana. V'shel Yisrael, but that which is belonged to a Jew, was in the possession of a Jew through Pesach, it's asur bahana. You're not permitted to get benefit from it. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, "V'lo yeroeh lecha seor." V'lo yeroeh lecha seor. What does it mean? Since you violated the prohibition of a lawyer elachos or of bal yeroeh, the chachamim give you a knas. This is Rabbi Shimon's opinion. They give you a knas that the chametz is going to be asur bahana midirabbanan even after Pesach. That's the way the Gemara explains this particular Mishnah. But there is another opinion in the Gemara, which the Baratunu brings as well, that the reason the end of the Mishnah says, that the end of the Mishnah, when it says, Shenamar, V'lo Yireh Or, is not coming to tell me, oh, why? Well, since you violated this negative prohibition, that's why the Chachamim gave you a penalty and says the Chametz is asur bahana after Pesach. But rather, it's coming to explain the Reisha. When the Reisha says a Chametz shel nachri, if it was in the possession of a non-Jew all of Pesach, it's mutar bahana. That's the proof text of Shenamar v'lo yera'e l'chasa or. And what are we darshan from there? Shelcha yataroeh avalataroeh shalachayrim. You're not allowed to see your own, but you're allowed to see others. So you can see the chametz of a non-Jew. Non-Jew can technically have chametz in your house. It belongs to a non-Jew. And in fact, that's our chametz. They can walk into the house with chametz. We certainly have chametz in the closet that belongs to a non-Jew that we sold to a non-Jew. So that is, and there's a question about type of shmirah. If I have shmirah, I don't own it, but I'm guarding the chametz. That itself is a machlokus rishonim as well. Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. Nachri shehilva es Yisrael al chametzo. Here we have a loan, and a non-Jew lent a Jew money before Pesach. And al chametzo means that the Jew gave used chametz as a mashkon. So imagine he had a box of donuts, and the Jew said to the non-Jew, "Listen, if I don't pay you back, the box of donuts are yours." And he said, "They're yours me'achshav, from now," which was from the time of the loan, which was, you know, let's say way before Pesach. Achar ha-Pesach mutar bahana. Let's say the time came and the Jew never paid him back. So this box of donuts became that of the non-Jew. So since it belonged to the non-Jew, from the moment me'achshav that it was given to the non-Jew as a mashkon from the Israel, and chametz of a nachri of a Pesach is mutar bahana, and is even mutar b'achil as we saw in the previous Mishnah, so then this is fine. So therefore, a Jew is able, a non-Jew wants to share some of the donuts, he's able to do so, a Jew is allowed to eat from it. Now, some hold, the Rambam's of the opinion, that this is only when the payment date, the Zman HaPiron, arrived before Pesach. And the Ravid says, no, this would even be true, even if the payment time came after Pesach. If the Jew didn't end up paying, and now the donuts became that of the non-Jew, since he said Me'achshav from the time of the loan, and that loan was way before Pesach, it's mutar bahana. But the opposite, the Israel, shehilva es hanachri al chametzo, let's say it's the reverse. The Jew lent a non-Jew chametz before Pesach, and the non-Jew gave the Jew a mashkon to the Israel. He said, if I don't pay you back by this date, the mashkon of these donuts are going to belong to you me'achshav, from before Pesach. Achar ha-Pesach asur bahana. If the time of payment came and the non-Jew did not pay up, and now the chametz became the property of the Israel from all the way back from before Pesach, so therefore it is chametz shel Yisrael she'avar lav Pesach, and it's asur bahana. Then the Mishnah says chametz she'nafal lav mapolis. Let's say a building collapsed on top of chametz before Pesach. Harei hu kimavor. You don't have to lift up from the rubble to try to get rid of, find the chametz and burn it. You don't have to worry about it. It's as if it's burnt. Nonetheless, the Gemara says a person should be mevatel it. Why? Because maybe the rubble somehow will be cleaned up during Pesach, and then there may be potential problem of a bayir bal yematze. So therefore, do be mevatel it. You're relying on the mapoles, the collapsed building, but it's no longer collapsed, and that's your chametz under there. Now it's exposed, so we've got a problem. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, kol she'ein hakelev yachol lechapes acharav. To whatever a dog is not able to seek out. What does it mean? If a dog is not able, it's not accessible to a dog to get this chametz, to smell the chametz, to find the chametz, then it's kemavur. Then it's as if it's destroyed. Now, how much is that? We assume that the rubble, the heap of stones, has to be at least 3 tfachim or higher. Less than that, then you have to get rid of the chametz to burn it, because a dog could potentially take it out from there. Right, the Rambam believes that this is not a machlokes. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is merely coming to explain the Tanakhama's halacha regarding the din of a mapoles.